The Muslims were told not to speak to young Ka'b until Allah made his decision. Ka'b knew that Allah was most just and most kind, so he prayed that he would be forgiven. But then came a man with a message for Ka'b from a king who had written a letter inviting young Ka'b to move to his land, where the king said he'd treat him much better. But Ka'b knew that this was a test from Allah, so he threw the king's letter away. By the Prophet upon him be peace would he wait, young Ka'b's love for Allah made him stay. After 50 long days, Ka'b had heard no good news. He felt gloomy and terribly glum. He sat on the roof after finishing prayer, feeling sorry for what he had done. All of a sudden, young Ka'b heard a man calling out at the top of his voice. He had climbed up a hill and had started to shout, "O Ka'b, son of Malik, rejoice!"